Bavmet Seir, Yerushalmi, corresponding to Bavmet Seir Bavli, Daf Kuf Yud Beis. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Beis, and the Mishnah at the bottom of the page. Hamarves Chaveyoi Lo Yimashchenu El Beis Din. If a person lends his friend money, he should only take a security through Beis Din. Lo Yikanes Le Beisoi V'Yitol Es Mashkoinoi Shneemah Bachutz Tamoid V'Goyme. The lender shouldn't go into his house to take his security, because the Pasuk says in Dvarim, in Perek Chof Dalet, Pasuk Yud Aleph, you shall stand outside. Hayo shnei kelim, noitel echad u'machzeh echad, machzeh sa'akar ba'layla v'samachrei shebayoyim, v'im meis einem machzeh le'yoshav. If the borrower had two utensils, the lender should take one and return the other. He should return his pillow at night and his plow blade in the daytime. If the borrower died, the lender does not need to return it to his inheritors. Rishim ben Gamliel says he only returns it to the borrower during the first 30 days, but after that, if the borrower hasn't repaid the loan, the lender now sells it through Beis Din. And the Gemara says, "Ksiv ben Izokim sheigoyva beedes shneema meto sadeu vegoyme." The Gemara says we learned about damage payments that the victim can collect from a higher quality land, because the pasuk says in Shemais, in Perek Chof Beis Pasuk Dalet, the best of his fields, etc. Uksiv b'mal v'shei goyve b'beinus, and it says about a lender that he can collect from average quality land, shenemar, as the Pasuk says there in Dvarim, in Perek Chof Dalet, Pasuk Yud Aleph, v'ish asher atan noyshe boy v'goyme, and the man that you shall lend shall bring security to you outside. And the norm would be for a lender to bring out an average quality item as security rather than a high quality item. And from there we learn that he can collect from beinus, from average quality land. We learn fields from securities, meaning that just as the Torah instructs a lender to take average quality movables as security, he should also take average quality land. Similarly, we should learn securities, means movable objects, from fields, and say that just as the damages a victim can collect from high quality land, so too he can collect from high quality movables. Pirusha Reb Simai Semai explained Dvar Torah Sheishliach Beis Din Nichnas V'Goyer Bebeinis Shemikanas HaMalve Harehu Moitzi HaYofe V'Mikanas HaLoive Moitzi HaRa Ela Shliach Beis Din Nichnas V'Goyer Bebeinis. Now Reb Simai explained the pasuk earlier of and the man to whom you shall lend, etc. So according to Torah law, an agent of Beis Din can enter and collect the average quality items, because had the lender entered, he would take out the best items, and had the borrower entered his own home, he would take out the worst items. Rather, an agent of Beis Din enters and he takes average quality items. Tani Rishmo Rishmo taught in a brisa, Dvar Torah she haloive nichnas shenemar va'isha she ata noishva boy v'goyme. According to the Torah law, says Rabbi Shmuel, the borrower should enter, because the pasuk says, and the man to whom you shall lend, etc. Now, since the norm is that a borrower would take out his poor quality items to use as security, the Torah is teaching that one can pay a lender with low quality items and land. But the Chachamim require the borrower to pay with average quality items or land in order to encourage people to lend to the poor. And Rabbi La, Tanya Taman, Chavol be-Beis Din, Shelo be-Beis Din Minayin, Tamud Loime im Chavol Tachbol. In Bava they learned that in Shmois, in Perek Chof Beis Pasuk Chofei says Chavol, if you'll take a security, would only be allowed to be done in Beis Din. From where do we know that it can be also done without Beis Din? And that's the double wording, Chavol Tachbol, and that's what includes it. Mishkana Shelo be-Roshus, Over al Kol Shem B'Shem Sheyeshloi. If he took it without permission, means he didn't return it before sunset, he's transgressed every prohibition involved in it, and that's in Devorim, in Perek Chof Dalet, Pasuk Yud, don't enter his house, and in Pasuk Yud Gimel, you shall return the security to him, and in Pasuk Yud Beis, you shall not sleep with his security. Amar Bila, Hu Gom La'atzmai Al Kol Shem B'Shem Sheyeshloi. Bila says he's caused himself to transgress these prohibitions by taking security without permission of Beis Din. If he took a security and then he returned it and the borrower sold it to a buyer, the lender can rightfully collect payment by repossessing the security from the buyer, because the lender has already acquired it earlier. And the question is, though, if the lender has to return the security on time when it's needed by the borrower, as we said earlier, then what benefit does it have to the lender by taking it? Pirush Rebbe explained, Shema Tavoy, Shmata Ve'yashmit. Perhaps Shmitiya will come and cancel the debt, and the lender will be able to keep the security because he's already acquired it. Oy, Shema Yomas Allah Benimsu Hamataltulin Biyad Yoshim. or perhaps the borrower will die and his movables will fall to his orphans, and they're not required to forfeit them to pay the loan, and the security can therefore be as payment even if it had been returned to the orphan's possession.